Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Bill O'Donnell is the proprietor of Blue Ash Farms up in Argyle, Wisconsin, about 2.5 hours north from here. And his distillery is here in the Chicago area. His products include several bourbons, whiskeys, vodka, gin, and even honey. The story of how it all began is quite fascinating, and Bill O'Donnell joins us live in studio. Welcome in, Bill.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here.
You know, before you began this iteration of Blue Ash Farm, the original was owned by your grandparents in Kentucky. Tell us about that.
So, my... It was a tobacco farm that boarded thoroughbreds near Cynthiana, Kentucky.
Okay.
And, you know, my grandfather died young. He was a big outdoorsman, kind of like I was. I think our Kentucky roots, you know, I've always been a bourbon lover. My mom still makes her mint juleps every Derby day. Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, that's awesome.
And so when my wife and I bought our farm in Wisconsin 20 years ago, I'm like, you know, we got to call it Blue Ash Farm because I have the old wooden sign that my grandfather made for his old wooden truck.
That's cool.
And it's now the logo on my bottles.
Really? Oh, that's great.
And I have the sign. It's on my old antique wooden truck.
That's
that
great.
I drive around.
That's great. How did you get a hold of that?
25 years ago, out of the blue, I was like, I want a vintage old pickup truck.
Okay.
And I found one, and I went and bought this thing. I think I paid $6,000.
Okay.
My insurance company just called me, and they're like, we need to insure this thing for a whole lot more these days.
Well, and the sign itself, that was that was left of the farm, though, at that time,
Well,
right?
The farm is still around, but it's not in our family. My grandfather died young. My grandmother sold it. You know, she was a widow with three young kids, moved to St. Louis. But, you know, I always say my Kentucky roots kind of gave me a love of bourbon, and after being a financial trader for 30 years, I was like, you know what, it's time to do something new. And
and you never knew your grandfather, but you discovered over the years and by learning about your grandfather that there's a lot of similarities between the two.
Definitely
of you, right?
An outdoorsman. Yeah. In my tasting lodge up at the farm, I have a picture of him, you know, with his hunting gear, holding some pheasant, and he that was probably in 1939, 1940.
Cool. Yeah,
if
that's
not
very cool.
Sooner, yeah.
You purchased this property 20 years ago, 55 acres.
Yeah.
You and your wife just wanted to, you know, get back to some nature and some escape from, you know, the busyness of Chicago.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Well, you know, I always wanted to move to the Rockies. And my wife and I someday will probably retire to the mountains.
Okay.
We're not Florida people.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And, you know, I was like, I'm going to go to the Rockies. And then all of a sudden I met my wife. And I'm like, well, I met this cute girl. Maybe I'll stick around Chicago for a while.
That's nice.
And, you know, we ended up getting married and started having kids. I'm like, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I kind of looked at a map of Wisconsin, drew a line, because, you know, I love the North Woods, too. But you can't get there from a weekend when you're working downtown Chicago.
No, you want to do something that's drivable.
So if from our house in Barrington, it's 2 hours on the dot.
Gotcha.
And it is so far removed, Lafayette County, 635 square miles, not one stoplight
in
the entire county.
Beautiful. Oh, and well, is
not
that okay?
One.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
okay,
I love it. It's the unglaciated area, and we have a trout stream on our property, river frontage. I went out looking one day. And I told my wife, you know, this may take a few years because I don't know what we're looking for.
It's fair.
I went out one day, saw six farms. Two of them I didn't even get out of the car. I'm like, this isn't it. The last one I saw, I knew in my heart it was.
Great.
We went back the next day and bought it.
That's great. That's great. Well, this was funny. Seeing the first time, the property for the first time, I saw this. I know the story. That it reminded you of the movie Funny Farm with Chevy Chase. Now, let me tell you, that's kind of an unsung movie. Not a lot of people know that movie's even out there. And it is a family Christmas movie for us. Like, we will watch that movie, but... so that
funny as can be.
It was very, very funny at a whole different level. But it was about a guy in, I think it was New York, and he wanted to be a writer, and he didn't want to do it in New York anymore, and he wanted the peacefulness of the farm. And
they got writer's block.
No, and everything went wrong also. Yes. So you were a little nervous about doing this, but it obviously turned out very good.
Well, the funny reason that it reminded me of that also was because when I walked this property the first time, the real estate agent was a local guy. He was a dairy farmer that had just gotten his real estate license and had never sold a property before. And as we were walking the prairies, pheasant jumped. Mm-hmm. As we walked through the woods, deer pranced
so,
away.
So cue the deer.
Cue the deer. And then as we walked to the river, you know, the ducks flew up. And yeah. I said to him, I go, are you kidding me? I go, do you got great. Your friends with their pets in cages? And I think I said to him, do you know the money movie Funny Farm?
Yeah.
Of course he didn't. A classic funny Chevy Chase movie.
That's great. But then, you know, on the trading floor for 30 years, what made you say, okay, I've done this and now I'm ready for something else?
Well, I traded interest rate products. And in 07, 08,
it wasn't fun.
And the Fed lowered rates to almost zero. And they said, they're not moving for 2 years. And they didn't move them for 2 years. And 2 years later, they said, we're not moving for another 2 years. And the last 6 to 8 years of me being on the floor, it was painful.
Yeah. Yeah.
No business, no volatility. Yeah. I told my partners, I said, I'm working on something else. It's time for me to go. And I've been gone 6.5 years already.
You know what? The pandemic has brought that along with a lot of people, too, is, you know what? It just kind of made you pivot into something different and reinventing something new, right?
Yeah. I was doing lots of cooking shows. I'm real passionate about cooking. And that's why I think my flavor profiles of all these spirits is really good. I think I got a really good sense of taste.
Yeah.
And I have an awesome distiller, and we've worked to create these things. The honey bourbon is made with the honey from my farm.
Well, I want to ask you that. So you bought the farm, but then where all of a sudden did the spirits idea come from? I mean, like when did, like you were going to pivot to something else, but why this?
Well, I bought the farm and I immediately started doing habitat restoration work and just, you know, started growing orchards and, you know, eradicated invasive species and wetland restoration and prairie restoration and woodland restoration. I started beehives and I started tapping maple trees. It was just things I like to do as an escape from downtown.
Fair.
But I always kind of in the back of my mind was like, God, I'd love to have my own craft bourbon. And I didn't really know where to begin. And it was just kind of word of mouth. I kept saying, I want to start a bourbon company. And, you know, I told somebody who told somebody who told somebody, and all of a sudden I made this connection. And we've been working great together for about 5 years.
Well, and you're very, very hands-on. You've designed all the bottles. You've designed all the labels. You've blended all the spirits. You host the tastings. You do the bookings. But it's kind of cool because you know the story.
I do.
Yeah.
And so I turned my cabin, which if you go to the website, blueushfarm.com, and that cabin, I built that cabin myself 17 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just converted it last year into a tasting room. It's still a family cabin, very small. In fact, my wife's up there with some girlfriends this weekend.
Nice.
I now invite people in for tastings, and I host them all. And I think as we grow, we'll maybe have a bigger tasting room, but we will continue to have the on-site tastings that I host.
They'll be the
more personal ones.
Yeah.
You know, I have a picture.
Well, you love what you do. I mean, I can just see it. I hear it. You love it.
Yeah. I used to be on the floor 7:20 to 2 every single day, and it was over. At 2 o'clock, the bell rang, it was over. There was nothing I could do. I work all the time with this, but I love every minute of it.
That's great.
I hate to be so cliche about, do something you love to do and you don't feel like you're working. I definitely feel like I'm working because I'm at it all the time.
Right, right.
But it's such fun. And the feedback I get from people on my spirits, I was forwarding emails today to some of my distributors. I get emails from all across the country. How do we get in Arizona? How do we get it in New York? How do we get it in Colorado? How do we get it in Georgia? And we're working on that.
Well, we're going to talk about, when we come back, all the bourbons, the gins, and so forth. And I know my listeners also know that I'm not a big fan of listening when I'm driving in my own car, people eating and drinking on the air, because I'm not getting to enjoy it either. But we're going to be very descriptive of what we're doing and where the origins of all this are coming from. So we're talking to Bill O'Donnell, proprietor of Blue Ash Farm, and to find out where you can find his product, you can go to blueashfarm.com. And I know I've seen your products at Jewel Asco and Armanetti's. And there's more with Bill next here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. We're talking to Bill O'Donnell of Blue Ash Farm. We're going to talk a little bit about the spirits. By the way, you're opening for Patsy Weber. Do you know that?
I love it. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Ralph Malf,
yeah. Happy Days classic. 48 years ago. That makes you feel like you're 90. Yeah, I know, right? I know. So let's talk a little bit about the spirits that you brought today, and I'll just let you guide us through.
Okay, so I brought all six of my spirits.
Yeah, so tell folks what it all is.
So I have a 16 botanical gin that's an 88 proof, an ultra premium vodka that's 6 times distilled, 10 times filtered, which is then the base of my cherry vodka. And the gin's an 88 proof, the vodka is an 80 proof. The cherry vodka made with real Wisconsin cherries. That color. There's no artificial flavor and color and sugar in that. That's bright red.
Yeah, it's a bright, it is blood red. Yeah.
And that's from Wisconsin cherries, tart cherries. And it's an 80 proof. It is not a cordial or a liqueur. And this is one that kind of sneaks up on you because it's so good.
Thank you for pouring very tiny amounts because I've got another hour plus to go.
And then we go to my straight bourbon, which is a 4-year aged, super smooth. I got an email from a fan just yesterday. He said, it is my all-time favorite bourbon. And he stumbled upon it. And then that 4-year bourbon is the base of my maple bourbon, where I tap the maple trees at my farm and we bring the real syrup to the distillery. And the final one is a honey bourbon with the honey from my beehives. And all of the bourbons are 90 proof, even the maple and the honey. There's some big name honey bourbons out there that don't have honey in them and are only 70 proof.
But you also make honey. That's another one of your products.
Yeah. So you can come to, I used to sell it online, but every time the orders would come in, I was the sucker that had to pack them up, write the labels, ship them off.
Well, you got to get them to retail is what you got to do. But Julasco is a place you can get them. Armanetti's is another one, and you can go
Garfield's.
To
Garfield's. I have lots of, you know, vintage wine and spirit. I mean, I have a whole
BlueAshFarm.com.
Find a location.
All right, so the first thing we're going to try, folks, and I'm going to try to describe this to you.
Give it a smell. This is my 16 botanical gin. I was never a gin drinker.
So I am not either, but just starting to get into it a little bit because it's not your grandfather's gin, so to speak. Yeah.
Yes, and that's, I think, what I even say on my label, because the real dry juniper gins, I can't drink them. The day we blended this, I brought it home, and my wife was down in the basement wrapping Christmas presents on the picnic table. This is about 5 years ago, and I yelled down, "Hey, I'm home. I'm going to make you a gin and tonic." She's like, "I don't drink gin and tonics."
Yeah, no, you're not.
I go, "I don't drink them either." Yeah. But I made it. I set it down on the picnic table. I go, "Just tell me what you think." She's been my guinea pig. She came back up 15 minutes later and she goes, "I got to have another one of those."
I'm going to tell you, you can just taste the
botanicals.
The botanicals in here. And just the way it smells. Yeah. I mean, this is not the gin of yesteryear by any means.
I mean, some of the more prominent botanicals I think that you can taste are the cucumber.
I do taste the cucumber.
Rose petal gives it a little floral. Orange peel, lemon peel give it the citrus. And then there's about, of course, juniper, because it's gin. And then there's about 11 others, which I don't tell anybody all of them
because people
want to know.
Yeah. But I will tell you, like, as you have a drink, you drink a little bit of it, you're tasting a little bit more as it's kind of settling in a little bit, too.
The botanicals just, like, come alive as you swallow it. Makes an incredible gin and tonic. I've been to tastings where...
I wouldn't put tonic in here. I'd like to not drink a full glass of gin, but yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But I have this... The gin is one of my spirits that people are drinking straight up because it's so good.
People always say,
I wouldn't put anything in that.
I wouldn't.
But I make great bee's knees with it and gin gimlets, which are awesome.
Okay.
Next is going to be my ultra premium vodka. This is a really smooth, 6 times distilled, 10 times filtered, no burn.
No.
So smooth, nothing.
No.
In fact, one of the bartenders that carries all my stuff, he says sometimes people order like a cranberry and vodka, and they're like, "I don't think you put the vodka in here because it's so smooth." But I get people tell me they get hints of vanilla from that.
I got a little vanilla in there too. Yeah.
So that's the straight vodka, which is then the base of the next one, which is my cherry vodka,
which again, blood red.
Smell that one.
It smells incredible. It smells like I'm having a glass of like natural cherry juice, right? Yeah.
And it is 80 proof. There is no artificial flavor, sugar, or coloring in that.
Bill, I don't taste any booze in there.
I know it. This one's scary.
Pure cherry. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
And I have also on the website under my blog, I have cocktail recipes of some of my signature cocktails. Like tonight, I made you a honey bourbon remedy.
Yes.
I'm not feeling well. I call it the remedy because it's got honey, lemon, and ginger in it. And I'm a big fan of, I'm a big ice cube fan, too.
I'm always making
my cubes. So I've been...
But let's go back to the cherry vodka. Yeah. So the cherries are coming from where? Are they coming from the farm?
Wisconsin cherries. No, I do have cherry trees growing on my farm.
Yeah,
but
not
I,
enough to do this.
Yeah,
yeah, got
I don't.
It.
But they are Wisconsin cherries.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then the next one is the four-year bourbon.
Okay.
I'm really proud of this bourbon. Like I said, I just got an email 2 days ago. This guy is just raving about it. It is one of the most smooth bourbons. I was at a big bourbon event about a month ago, and I was at my table was right next to a very big name bourbon company. And the guy whose name is on the bottle was there, and he and his son tasted my bourbon, and they said, "You got one of the best bourbons here."
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. There's a friend of mine. He's a producer of the WGN Morning News, and he does a happy hour with the Hoovers on Facebook Live that I'm supposed to do with Lauren Majero, who's our TV sports anchor that does my show earlier in the broadcast. So I think this might be...
Maple.
Yeah.
So smell this one. Okay. Next one is the maple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Pancakes.
Yes, pancakes is what I'm smelling. And so what I'm trying to explain to our listeners here is, you know, the cherry, it tastes like cherry juice. Like, it's really good, smooth. If you're into gin, if you're into vodka, there's just some really great stuff. So this is the maple.
Yep.
Smells amazing.
90 proof. Yes.
Pancake. Okay.
4 year aged, okay. 90 proof with real maple syrup in it.
Yeah, that is, just had a pancake.
Yeah.
Just had a pancake.
I make a really good maple old fashioned. That was one of the other cocktails I thought about making for you tonight. Mm-hmm. And I garnish it with candied bacon that I make with, you know, I candy the bacon with my maple syrup. Yeah. And it's ridiculous.
This is very dangerous.
Yes. It's a good morning cocktail.
Yeah. I should have Ubered here, obviously, today. Okay. And then the honey. So talk to us about the honey first.
Okay. So I started keeping bees about 10 years ago because I planted an apple orchard. Probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I didn't get any apples. I'm like, I need bees. So I got bees.
Gotcha. That's the story, because you need to have them
and
do
their
thing.
What happened was I got tons of honey, and I still didn't have any apples. And we figured out that the apple trees were planted too close to some big, tall pine trees that were blocking the early morning sun in the spring when the blossoms were trying to open and the bees were trying to pollinate them. So I chopped it down and started a whole new orchard. Do you taste the honey in that?
Yeah, when people, like, I've had honey bourbon before, and you really maybe
have
taste
honey
a
in it, most
hint
of it.
Or whatever, it's a flavor. Like, I almost taste the thickness.
Yeah. Here's my theory on the honey and the maple also, because people always tell me, and what's funny is it's 50-50 split. Everyone likes both the honey and the maple, but it's 50-50 on who likes what better.
I think it's the honey for me.
Yeah,
and I thought I'd like the maple. Yeah. I thought I'd like
well,
that.
Well, I think it's the viscosity of the honey and the maple, because people are like, God, I'm still tasting the honey. I'm still tasting the maple. I think the viscosity of the syrup that's in there is slower to go down your throat or something.
The honey is.
Yeah,
no
both
question.
Of them.
No, well, honey more so, I think, just a little bit. And but what's the drink you brought?
So this is called, I call it the honey remedy. It's some bitters, club soda, 2 ounces of my honey bourbon, a shot of ginger beer, and some fresh squeezed lemon. And I'm sorry, my ice cubes are getting low, but
it's
like good. I said, I these new Quarry Ice, these guys that I met that are making awesome ice cubes.
That's
and
awesome.
I used to make them myself.
Wow.
Now I don't have to, because you can buy them at the grocery store real crystal clear.
I love that our new producer's like, yeah, this is great. You got another hour to go, brother.
Yeah.
You sip that thing.
Well, look, we got the whole box of booze here.
Yeah,
six bottles of 750s.
Really great stories, really great products here, Bill. Blue Ash Farm bourbons, vodka, amazing gin, available at Jewel Osco, Armanetti's, Garfield's, as you were saying. But if you want to find out more about the spirits and the honey and where you can buy it, go to blueashfarm.com. So glad you came downtown and joined us in studio.
And we're going to have online sales, too.
Beautiful.
You know, and we have a couple online partners that we had a meeting today. It's happening, but I'm waiting until we get more states on board so we can really go for
it. Beautiful. Blueashfarm.com. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.